Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, January 5th, the first Monday of the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2015.
Happy New Year's. Woo.
We just finished watching Monday Night Raw, and it's time for us to gather for the Monday Night Tradition, the Raw post-show on Mega Powers Radio. You are listening to the most interactive post-Raw experience available, ladies and gentlemen. If this is your first time listening, at any time during the show you feel like you want to participate and get an opinion out there, whether it's about Raw or some random topic we're talking about, or pretty much anything that's on your mind, whatever. It's an open forum. Dial in, use your phone, area code 760-512-7247. We'll be opening the phone lines around the 11:30 time. Until then, though, if you want to get your voice heard, you can join the chat room, which already has lots of cool folks in it, like Five Times Combo, Chaotic, Silent Wind of Doom, Wazili, Good Friend, Happy Pope, shoutouts to Sean, and of course, all of our cast members are hanging out in there as well. If you are a guest, register at blogtalkradio.com and join all those cool cats. If you are listening to us in the archive form, you could still join the conversation. Use the hashtag RawPostShow and we'll get your comments eventually. Deal with it. All right, folks. Introduce everyone we got here. My name is Mike Payton, lead host here on the Raw Post Show on MegaPowersRadio.com. Joining me this evening, first off, the leader of the Drew Crew, Mr. Drew White himself. What's shaking, Drew White?
My ex had a really weird fetish. She liked to dress as herself and act like a fucking bitch all the time. So yeah, other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Oh. Strange. Damn. My ex suffered from the same thing.
Wait, did we all date the same chick?
It sounds very likely. This is off to a great start.
Oh, I know. It is.
Also with us, the lead host of Addicted to Anime here on Mega Powers Radio and the leader of the unanimous decision MMA brand, Mr. Steven Huego.
Allow me to quote Bret Hart. I was raped in the ring. Where have my points gone?
It's true indeed. Steven Wago's Fantasy League team has been docked 200 points this evening.
God damn.
That is a game changer. Wago, who was on track to possibly even catch up and maybe even have a shot. Not anymore.
I didn't know you had Kane on your team.
He would have been better off
tonight. So any chance that I've got just went out the fucking window. So unless every one of Payton's team members get fired, I think he's won.
Well, I think Drew's still got a little bit of a chance here. We'll see.
You're saying Drew's got a shot.
You, I don't know about. We got one more person to introduce here. At least I forget the president of SmartCountMoment.com and Fanboys Anonymous, Mr. Tony Mango.
Not looking too bad having Xavier Woods on my team now with those 200 points taken away from you.
True that. All right.
Wait, before we say anything, the irony about that is back in like June when Batista got fired. No. Wago was talking shit about how stupid it was to keep Batista. Yeah, it was pretty fucking stupid for you, huh?
Yeah, for taking one of the hottest fucking commodities in pro wrestling right now. Yeah, that was stupid.
But he got fired.
Remember how we was doing that thing that really upset Drew where we talked about training his team? Want to do it again?
Maybe just the points. Mantle, we should be doing some transfer.
Actually, right? At this point, it doesn't matter, so.
Well, cheer up, Drew. Silent Wind of Doom in the chat room is saying that he appreciated your Bo Burnham outro.
Someone fucking had to.
You know what? Thank you, Silent Winds. This is why I'm not the one that thinks you're ugly here. So that's always good.
Oh. Thanks, Drew. Sense a wanker approaching us.
All right, guys. Well, while we get things started off with the usual first question I use to start the conversation here before this tale spins even worse, what's the number one thing you took away from the show tonight, Drew?
That the coolest thing ever is when balloons falls down from the rafters in the show. That was
the greatest. Well, now we know what Drew likes. I like people throwing things. Drew likes balloons falling from the ceiling.
Hey,
we've got that established
like,
now.
No, you liked them too. Don't even pretend that you didn't like the balloons. You were the ones who's like, oh my god, balloons.
Look, if balloons. We could combine the efforts and somebody could stand like at the top of the rafters and throw balloons down. If guys
oh my race. God, if they had Roman Reigns doing that.
Well, it's a mixture of that and that the pyro at the beginning of Raw.
No, you know what they should do? They should have Roman Reigns ziplining down from the rafters like Shawn Michaels did at WrestleMania 12 while throwing out balloons to the crowd as he's coming down. Boom. Instant way to get the guy over.
And then pyros go off and kill him, and then we don't have to worry about him winning the Rumble.
Wasn't that what Sting was going to do? Because they used to lower him. We really are a terrible start, aren't we?
Oh, man. Wago, what's the number one thing you took away tonight?
The number one thing WWE took away were my points, but as far as what I took away was Bad News Barrett is the new IC champion, and I'm just glad to see them utilizing him and not letting him flounder now that he's back.
Absolutely. Tony, what stuck out to you?
I don't know if this is the number one thing, but at the very end of the show, it reminded me, I miss Lex Luger. I used to use that theme song.
You know, I watched the 1995 Royal Rumble because it's Royal Rumble season and I'm watching old ones, and I was reminded of him recently as well. He actually did a pretty good performance in that, of course, being a co-winner of the 1994 one. I don't even like think of him as a Rumble winner. I automatically just put Bret Hart in my mind as that one, but I have to forget he gets equal credit for that.
Poor Bret Hart. He wins two of them, essentially, but only gets credit for half of one.
Yep.
True that. True that.
He was in the ring with that, too.
We got another person on the show here now. By popular request, we got the People's Champ from 2 years ago, Mr. Sean Walker. How you doing, Sean?
I'm good. I'm good.
What stuck out to you from Raw tonight, bud?
Michael Cole needs to go back to his mother's to get dressed.
And that's why we have Sean here for classic lines like that.
Okay, no.
Seriously, he looks like he got dressed by his mom.
So,
or Stevie Wonder.
I don't know what the overall feeling of the show is going to be. I have nearly no notes. And when I say I have nearly no notes, I mean I have nearly no notes. I don't remember any time I've had a 3-hour show and only like 6 lines of notes.
No.
No, we don't need no notes. I think JD will give us all the notes we need.
And the sad thing is, I actually thought this started off as a really kick-ass show. I thought it started off on a high note with the Authority come out and shaking things up with all their new match changes, inserting Seth Rollins into the main event of the Royal Rumble, making the Intercontinental title match, and then just the games they were playing the whole night. I was intrigued, but I don't know. By the end of the night, I just felt drained. Maybe I'm just because I personally was tired, but it seems like I wasn't alone, so it can't just be that. What the crap, man? We're supposed to be getting things more exciting now. We're heading into the Royal Rumble, which therefore leads us to the WrestleMania season. What is going on in WWE right now? Who can answer this for me?
No Ryback one? Rules.
Feed me more.
I think they're in a situation where they're not 100% sure what they're going to do, and they needed this week to kind of stall, and next week it's going to pick up. Because they don't have that much time before the Royal Rumble. I mean, it seems like it's like a full month, but we really like only have 3 weeks. Now we're down to the next 2 weeks, and then, you know, that's Royal Rumble time. So I think that this was a situation where over the past holiday, they probably thought too hard about a lot of things, and they're second-guessing it. And that's why we've got, like, Seth Rollins in the title picture now. And this was sort of like, we got to do a show. Let's do this kind of shit, and we'll sort everything out next week, and we'll have a real solid game plan. So this is a little haphazard. Maybe it's a little bit of the holiday shit going on where they, like, you know how a lot of people, when they come back from work, they don't really want to do a whole lot of work until their boss kind of kicks them in the ass. Mm-hmm. I think that that could be going on here too. So I didn't think it was an awful show, but it really kind of started off as a high note that you said, and then it sort of started to taper down. And by the end, we were in that same old situation where that last segment, did any of us fucking pay any attention to that?
No, people got fired. Yeah, we were paying attention, and we heard Lex Luger's music. Yeah, we of course.
I tuned in around three quarters of the way through that segment. Yeah, and I started catching on to what was going on there, but it took a while.
No, the only reason why I started paying attention was because Wago. It was like, oh, look, Ryback's coming out. And I was like, oh, Ryback, he rules. Huh?
Well, you said it in that voice to yourself, too. Oh, Ryback, oh, he rules.
It's just like the Robin Williams all of a sudden.
Oh, guys, deep.
Five times combo actually corrects you guys, by the way. It's Ryback ruled.
Well, his correction is incorrect, and shut up.
You know what, to be fair about this Raw, it was still better than most of the Raws during the late portion of last year. And it's weird saying that now, last year, when literally it was...
Oh, God, Drew, that was last year. Can you let go of it already?
God, who are you, JD?
God, that was so a year ago.
I don't know, guys. WCW back in 1997 was pretty good compared to the talent that they have now.
See? Five times combo has admitted he's wrong.
Well, just want to remind everyone out there that this is the most interactive post-Raw experience available. Get your voices heard. Get yourself in line. Dial in with your phone, whether it's a cell phone or a landline. Area code 760-512-7247, or join in the chat room to get in on the Raw post show on megapowersradio.com. Cool Cats in there, five times combo. Ferris 419, JT77, Chaotic, Silent Wind of Doom, and Wazili. Lots of cool people showing up tonight. Thank y'all for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I really don't know where to go from here, guys. The authority played tricks on the various people who were on John Cena's Survivor Series team. Dolph Ziggler was put in a match with Bad News Barrett for the Intercontinental title. Dolph Ziggler getting the sneak roll-up victory. However, Bad News Barrett beats the shit out of him after the matchup, eventually leading to Kane coming out and saying, oh, I forgot, this is actually a 2 out of 3 falls matchup with Barrett. Bad News Barrett, that is, picking up the final fall and getting the victory, becoming the new Intercontinental champion.
Anybody think this segment would have been better if Kane would have came out and went, hi, guys, I got you. It's not actually a singles one fall match.
Yes.
Oh, that would be like, Kane likes to reinvent himself. That'd be the perfect way to reinvent himself.
They should have done that, and then they should have done the Drew White appreciation night thing that we were talking about in the chat, and Triple H could have came out, and instead of doing the Roy, he could have done his impression of Drew.
Well, and see, we've had, like, corporate Kane, and we've had concessions Kane. Now we could have not Kane.
Here's the thing about not Kane. Before he talks, he has to have, like, a bunch of technical issues and crackling all on the microphone so we can hear him.
Here's the thing about not Kane. He already exists, so we have to actually find not Kane.
Is that the fake Kane who came in? Is that not Kane?
That's fake. No, that's not fake Kane.
Oh, that's not fake
Kane. Oh, okay, my bad. Thanks for correcting me.
Oh, my head hurts. Goodness. Why don't we go ahead and take a caller, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Can we not take a caller?
Let's take a...
Come on, guys. It's not a caller.
Let's take a not caller. And this person's not from the 412, and they're not JD.
He's good in life.
JD! Shut up, Drew.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, dude.
Happy New Year.
What's shaking, man?
Happy New Year, Shady.
What's up, Drew?
What's going on, guys?
Oh, we're all silly as usual. How you doing, man?
How silly is this, bro?
Well, let's see. I'm not doing too bad. I had a nice New Year, so I can't complain. So it was all right now for the most part.
That's great, man. Did you do anything wild?
No, actually, I spent time with my girlfriend. I went to my uncle's for dinner. It was a nice thing. We spent time with family, and it was very relaxing, so I can't complain, though. Yeah, I know it sounds
what's
boring,
the wildest? What's the wildest New Year's experience you ever had? I bet you have some stories.
Oh, long time ago. I'd say maybe it was back when I was in high school, I think, one year. However, I mean, it was cold one night. However, I think one night my one friend got too drunk, and he and I were just just kidding around with each other, and we had a little match in the snow, shall we say. We had a little rusty match in the snow. And,
he started saying jerk.
I'd say that was one of the things that was pretty funny, though.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, that was one of the few highlights, shall I say. But let's get into Raw if we can, guys. The first Raw of the New Year, we have to do it, don't we?
Yeah, of course.
What do
you think, JD?
Okay. No. All right, let's get into it tonight. Let's start off with, once again, Triple H and his little butt-bitch boys, if you will, however, sucking everyone off at every turn. Oh, Seth Rollins, let's give you an award tonight. Oh, what are you going to get? Oh, let me think. Oh, you're going to be thrown in the Brock Lesnar-John Cena match because you did so good in bringing us back and having John Cena force his hand. Yeah, that's real great. Why don't you just go suck off on Triple H a little bit more, Seth Rollins? What did you do tonight? Oh, let me think. Oh, you had to have your little bitch boy Kane and J&J Security help you tonight because you couldn't beat Ryback. Yeah, great idea. Let's think about that. Then you have J&J Security help Luke Harper beat Eric Rowan. Yeah, that's real great. And then you fuck over Dolph Ziggler to start out the show after Dolph won his match fair and square. Oh, that's where you have to have the big red retard Kane come out and say, oh, it's a 2-3 falls match, however, basically. And what happens? Yeah, let's screw Dolph Ziggler, who worked his butt off the last couple months and getting his push hour, and screw him over. And the biggest slap of them all, however, and I just read this, I don't know if you guys heard this or not, Lance Storm is absolutely livid at the Ascension after what they did tonight with that promo in talking about Road Warrior Hawk and Anthony. I don't know if you guys heard it or not. He said, nothing like making fun of a guy, however, who has passed away. May not mean much, however, but Raw has seriously pissed me off. All in all, a very piss-poor show. One good match all night, which was the ambulance match, which was a great match, I thought. But other than that, a very shitty ending. I thought we were going to see Sting come out. However, I guess they're going to maybe save him from next week or possibly the Rumble. But once again, it just goes to show you that Seth Rollins and his little bitch boys have to suck off on Triple H, including JBL, of course, joining the club of the suck-up club, however, and blowing the authority at every turn, however, and say, oh, the authority's best, what's for business? Gee, let's look at the ratings when they come out tomorrow, Wednesday. Let's see how bad the ratings are going to do the first Monday night of the year because of Triple H and the authority back. Just goes to show you how bad the same old bullshit is going to continue as we start the new year.
Hold on to your butt.
So, I want to ask you guys, before we go into anything else, I want to get your opinions of what I just said about Lance Storm's tweet. What do you guys think about that comment by Storm? I mean, he was right, I think.
Lance I don't think right so. By
making I think he's a fucking idiot that's Canadian, oversensitive, and has a vagina where his brain is.
Yeah, see, I wasn't really too offended. I actually didn't think of much about the comment. I was just like, oh, the Ascension is talking. Jeez, this is going to go over well.
I didn't even hear it. What did he say exactly?
So he said it was disrespectful.
Something about demolition in the Road Warriors. They chuck him off the road or something like that.
No, No. Essentially, the people who people associate them with the most, they cut a promo about how they're better than them. I thought it was funny.
Oh, you mean young people trying to put themselves over at the elders' expense? Yeah, that's what their name recognition is
for. Yeah, I thought this was wrestling.
No, guys, it's sports entertainment.
You know what's funny, though? People that fucking bitch always for the Attitude Era.
Why do we have the same old bullshit every week by having Seth Rollins and James come out? Basically, because Seth Rollins is a little bitch because he can't do anything by himself. He has to have his little bitches help him.
What did he say? Listen, I don't know.
I'm a little bitch.
I can go call Vince and, you know, see what he... maybe we could do something about that. I got the connections. So let me go. Let me call him and see what he has to say.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise, mother. Have you seen that Vine of that where like some black guy is like, surprise, motherfucker. All rise, motherfucker.
But like I said, however, I mean, they missed the king, however, tonight. However, hope it'll be better next week. We'll see what happens. But like I said, I gave you my high point and low point of the night. The low point of the night wasn't the last little bit of the show before we get in and ask JD anything for the new year. I think the low point, however, was this whole freaking Tyson Kidd Cesaro thing with the New Day. I mean, seriously? What the F is up with that crap? You know? Seriously.
War suits.
White win! White
Wind! Rich
Wars up, everybody!
I don't know. I thought it was pretty interesting what they did. And I was like, shit, they're actually going to maybe do something with Tyson Kidd and Cesaro.
I thought they should just keep wrestling in those outfits.
Yeah, I thought, like, no, they shouldn't have given away themselves. They should have been do it for, like, weeks and see if anyone caught on with it.
Well, like I said, guys, I just think it was a lousy bullshit Raw. And once again, just has that Triple H and his little goons, if you will, basically kissing his ass at every turn. His little wife, and of course, Seth Rollins, JJ Security, Kane. And of course, now it seems, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm a fan of Wade Barrett. I told you I am a fan of his. But to give him the belt 6 days after he came back after a 6 month layoff, I think it was a little too soon. And just the slap signal in the face, yeah. Great move, WWE. Way to fuck him over after he's been your good guy for the last 2 months and been your big star. Way to screw that up, Vince.
Indeed. All right, let's get the SJD questions rolling here. Wago, you want to start it off? No, fuck you.
Why are you always so fucking miserable?
I'm miserable because it's the same old bullshit, Wago, that you have to have people like Seth Rollins, J&J Security, and Rollins and everyone suck off on Triple H. I mean, why can't they just do it by themselves? Oh, they have to have help. They have to have. We can't do it by ourselves. We have to have everyone kiss our ass, and Triple H will be defending us because we'll have to kiss him and his wife's backside time and time again. We're little bitches. We can't do it by ourselves. Grow a set of balls for once.
All right. Drew.
Shit.
All right,
do you think
up.
You ever win the Nobel Prize?
No, you're. That's fucking the chat room question. Fuck you, Drew. All right, Sean, do you have a question for SJD?
I do. Okay, who's your favorite member of the J&J Security? Jamie Noble or Joey Mercury?
Neither one of them assholes. They're fucking mall guards.
That wasn't a choice.
Throw a set of balls and go in the ring. Quit hiding under having everyone basically be the little bitches that you are. Why don't you go back in the ring? And you were in the ring only one time in the last 5 weeks. I mean, I understand you probably can't wrestle maybe that much anymore, but you have to be a little Triple H's little security. Why don't you go set of balls and go in the ring for once instead of being little bitch boys like Rollins and Kane and everyone in the authority? Why don't you go set of cojones and get back in the ring?
All right, Tony, you got a question?
I got two, actually. A follow-up to Sean's question, would J&J Security be better if it was JND Security?
No. If I have my own security, wipe out the authority.
My other question, who came out on top of the match between you and your friend when you were jerking each other around that New Year's Eve?
Well, I threw snowballs at him because he was too drunk at the time. I was whipping him snowballs. He tried to get me, and I just sideswiped him and went flying in the bushes, so I came out on top on that one.
Yeah, I bet you was nice.
Silent Wood to Do asks, what specific part of their awesomeness makes the Ravens so superior to the Steelers?
Well, I can't say I don't like the Ravens. The Ravens are like the authority. Yes, I mean, the Ravens did beat my Steelers, I have to admit, this week. However, I mean, right now, as much as I hate freaking Flacco with a passion, he does have a good postseason mark. But you know what?
He did
for a rude awakening, I feel, this week. He's going to be bitch-slapped by Brady this week. Watch. I have a feeling Brady and them are going to absolutely crucify them on Saturday night.
Silent Wind to Doom also asks another question. He says, he wants you to give your side of the story of what happened when you pepper-sprayed that GameStop employee.
There's no truth to that, and I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. There's no truth to that, and I don't know what the hell he's saying about that at all.
That sounds like a vicious rumor.
I saw it with my own eyes. It happened.
Let me say this to Silent Wind of Doom, if he's listening right now. Why don't you tell us about the time you went into Triple H's office and basically jerked him around a little bit like you know,
Silent Wind of Doom coming out on top.
So why don't you explain that and tell me your real side of the story then.
Oh boy, that was fighting words. Silent of Doom. We'll see what you got to say about that.
And it's gonna be a bitch slapdown.
All right, we got one final question.
Real quick, guys. Next week, however, I won't be joining you guys. I got a party to go to. Kind of an important party, but I will be taping Raw. I will be back the following week when the Go Home show goes in Dallas. Hopefully,
we'll have to double up.
Hopefully, they put on a better show next week in New Orleans. However. Like I said, and then they're in Dallas because already they're advertising Hulk Hogan and Scott Hall for the show.
All right, we got one last question out of the chat room. It comes from Ferris419, and he says, JD, do you ever think you could win a Nobel Prize?
Of what? Basically, so ask them of what.
Well, you know, you got the peace one. You got one for a book. What, you know, science, math.
I think if I won a Nobel Prize, however, I would have to maybe win the Nobel Prize for probably maybe better writing as far as TV booking in the WWE goes, because this bullshit is the same old crap time and time again.
Oh, goodness. JD, always a crazy time, man. Thanks for calling in. You have a good night, man. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Definitely, guys. Have a good one. Have a good rest of the week. Talk to you soon.
You too. Good
Thank room. You.
Oh my fucking goodness!
Book. He jerks.
Fucking
off.
Nobel Prize for fuck.
He jerks a little off.
Is it a book about coming out on top?
Okay, the however count is in, and it is 27.
Jesus,
it's not even that high. It's like
yeah, he's had higher.
Yeah, it's like average. Wazili, do you keep like a line chart of this?
Oh,
I think we need to start doing
that. Hey, it's 2015. This is the first show.
All right, I'm going to start doing that. So, Wazili, right. if you could keep the counter up, I will make a spreadsheet and I will track. We'll see.
Oh, next week's going to throw it all off, though, because it's going to be zero.
Oh, well, we'll just have to skip next week.
Yeah, he's got a perfect appointment with fucking RedTube.
Maybe. You talking about Sean?
Yeah, fucking RedTube.
Maybe we'll just give him the average of what it balances out to and add that into there.
The Chris Chan reference? Like the Christian reference?
I know, but he's got like the 4chan? He's got the fuck Silent Wind of Doom reference.
Yo, he definitely called out Silent Wind of Doom with some big fighting words. Yo, yeah, you know how we had JD and Jeff on? We got to have freaking JD and Silent Wind of Doom on the next time they're around. Silent Wind of Doom, 2 weeks from now, you got to call in early so we can get you two on the air against each other. We're gonna promote that. We're gonna promote this for the next 2 weeks. Silent Wind of Doom versus JD. It's on. It is on.
You want the silent one versus the one that never shuts the fuck up?
I wish you could say that.
Goodness. Wazili dropping in a question for JD. You're like fucking like 10 minutes too late. JD already hung up.
What is the question?
It's a good one, though.
Yeah, okay. So what the hell else happened tonight? Natalya and Nikki Bella had a match. Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt had an Amber Lamps match. It actually wasn't too bad. They brawled through the crowd. They got these weird tables that were ambulance tables, which was the freaking weirdest things I've seen. Dean Ambrose did an elbow drop and lost the match. So, par for the course.
No, he did an elbow drop?
Yes.
Everybody just
It was like, did he?
I like that kid in the crowd that was like, I can't remember exactly what he said verbatim, but it was something like, I'm cheering for you, Dean Ambrose, because you're the man. But it's like, he ain't fucking winning, kid.
Let it go, kid. Let it go. Anything anyone actually has to say about that match? These guys kind of busted their asses.
So in MMA, we have a term where we say styles make fights. And these two guys don't make a good fight when their styles collide. They're fucking awful together. Their promos interacting with each other suck, and so does their in-ring work. They busted their ass. Fair play to them, and they gave it all they could, but I wasn't entertained. So
now, why is it that they don't connect? I mean, you would think that these guys came through the NXT FCW program together. They both seem similar character-wise. Like, how come they're not clicking?
I think as far as in-ring work goes, typically the heel carries the match, And we've said it before, Bray Wyatt just is boring when he wrestles as a heel. It's like when it's a long match, his beatdowns are long and drawn out, and he doesn't have many go-to moves that at least keep you mildly entertained until the comeback. As far as characters go, I think we've been overexposed to Bray Wyatt to the point now where his promos each week we hear him is more of the same. I couldn't tell you what his promos are about. I can just tell you he fucking breathes before every word he says.
Yeah, it's about spot on. Anyone else have any theories?
I gotta put some blame on Ambrose too, though.
Do it.
Because we joked about the elbow drop, and you know what? He's had, what, like 5 different hardcore style matches recently, and each one he's really only done an elbow drop through a table. Like, if you want to be known as a hardcore guy that's going to be really fun to watch and stuff, you got to do different shit too. Mick Foley did a lot of crazy shit, and of course you can't do things as crazily as he did because, you know, he got completely fucked up for it. But almost anybody who wrestles a hardcore style, they can switch their game up every once in a while. And if they're going to wrestle multiple matches that are similar, you know, one week and then the next week and all that, they're not going to repeat the same exact segment over and over again. I mean, we had that one match at TLC where Ambrose did, what, 4 elbow drops from a ladder?
Three.
Ding, ding, ding. If he did that as like a staple move, okay, you could do one of those per match, but you can't do one of those every match and only that. So if we're supposed to trust that Bray Wyatt's going to carry the match because he's a heel and he can't do it, Ambrose has to step up and he has to be responsible for doing that too. He doesn't wrestle like a pure babyface does where, you know, he's got to do the full beatdown and stuff. He's got a lot of heelish tendencies, so he should be able to pick up the slack, and he's not. So if he had the best matches with somebody like a Seth Rollins, and Rollins has been doing damn good with a lot of other people, maybe a lot of that wasn't really Ambrose. So maybe these are two guys that need people that can carry the matches.
I got two comments here I want to read out of the chat room. One of them is from Silent Wind of Doom. He says, in terms of his promos, Bray Wyatt's promos have suffered from the fact that he hasn't actually said anything in months. That was his problem with Jericho. The Cena feud was great, and it made sense because there were motivations. Truth.
I hate to break it to you, but when you're given mic time, you have to use it to your advantage no matter what. So
every time you're inside those four ropes.
Yeah, that's up to Bray Wyatt. If he doesn't have anything to say, he needs to come up with something to say. Everyone talks about how promos need to be unscripted. Well, fuck. If he hasn't
done anything. What do you mean? He breathes for his promos.
You know, another thing, a lot of people compare these two, Undertaker and Bray Wyatt together, and there's rumors that they're going to have a match at WrestleMania.
I hate that comparison so much.
There's some comparisons between them, but obviously they're not the same characters. But one thing that Undertaker always had good was when he cut his promos, they were short. And he could cut a better promo than Bray Wyatt, but Wyatt, he rambles. And he could probably do a better job if they gave him like a 2-minute promo instead of like an 8-minute promo where he said nothing.
You know what the issue is with him? They need to fill up time, and I feel like they tell him to go out there and have a longer promo so that he has to ramble. So I'm not going to entirely blame it on him. It could just be just that they have to fill 3 hours of Raw, so they need him to cut a longer promo because, like, hey, you're good at promos. Go out there and talk.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that, where they've got so comfortable letting him go out there because of how over he got when he initially debuted with his promos. And at the time, they felt unique. They felt different. But now it's too much of the same, but they've just been conditioned to leaving him out there that long.
I got another comment from Dane Quinn via Twitter saying WWE sent Bray Wyatt back by having him return weeks after disappearing on TV. And they have a tendency of doing that. Same thing they had with like CM Punk when they built this whole thing about him walking out of the company. He was there 2 weeks later. John Cena gets fired. I forget what the exact stipulation was. I think that was when he was feuding with Big Johnny. He got fired.
I thought it was with the Nexus.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, no, it was with Nexus. Yeah, it was like he was like a, what was he, a ref, and he like.
You know, I think it was both. I think he actually got fired during both storylines and was never gone. So.
I'm pretty sure it's both.
He also got fired during the Punk feud.
No, I thought Big Show was the one that got fired at the Big Johnny thing.
It was Big Show too. I think they all.
Now, Big Show, you're mistaken. Fired. Big Show was firing a gun.
All right, so hold up. So
what? That's back for 2015.
Maybe we maybe we should. It's going to come back again. Maybe we should start taking bets on how long Ryback, Eric Rowan, and Dolph Ziggler will actually be out at this rate.
Who bets they will get fired again and I'll lose more points?
They're definitely going to be there for the Royal Rumble. I'm expecting them to be there the go home show.
Mm-hmm.
I give it. They won't be there next week, but they'll be the week after.
Exactly.
I agree with Wiggle.
Oh, that's the go home show that's soon?
Yep.
Fuck, these guys aren't promoting this shit at all, are they? I need battle royals. I need someone competing for the number 30 spot. The fuck?
Yeah. Yeah,
2 weeks from now is the 19th, and then week after that's 26th. That's the day after the Royal Rumble because it's 25th, right?
You know what? People don't have to compete for the 30 spot as long as they have the Tumblr during the pre show.
Well, I want someone to get fucked and get the number one spot. I always loved that. The whole, if you lose,
you're to get the number one spot.
Like, you know, and you always knew which one got it when they showed it, because they give the,
So who would get it? Daniel Bryan?
I don't want to leave him out there that long.
I guarantee you Ziggler's going to be back by then. They would give it to either him, Ryback, or Eric Rowan.
You know Ziggler's what definitely actually being the Iron Man this year.
You know what I was expecting them to actually not doing the fired thing? I thought that they were going to say that they had to start off the Royal Rumble.
Mm.
That it was going to be like the three of you are numbers one, two, and three.
Wasn't Ziggler Iron Man last year?
Yeah, I think there's no reason they can't do it again.
No, I think Punk was.
He was close second.
Hmm.
Oh, it makes Punk was like in the Rumble, shit. I thought we were just making a Punk jokes to make it.
Yeah, that was his last match.
Yeah, Punk was the very start of it, and he lasted until close to the end when Kane
was he one or two?
Number one, I think.
Hmm.
So hey, that's why I don't think they're going to do that this year. Wait. And by the way, number 30 is going to be Randy Orton.
What was the year that Dolph Ziggler was like one and Jericho was two? Was that 2 years ago?
That was 2 years
ago. Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
God damn.
Time flies, dude. Geez, don't that table that Kane put CM Punk through really kept him out for a little while now. Wonder when he's going to return.
Wait, was that 2013 or 2012 with Jericho and...
It was 2013.
13. Yeah, 13, because Jericho made one of his miraculous returns, right?
I mean, they didn't do any promos for that one. That one was actually kind of a surprise. Mm-hmm. Props to them.
Yeah, it was like, oh, fuck, Jericho's here. Did he leave?
You think we're ready for our next caller, guys?
Oh, let me just go.
I'm not ready for a caller.
I got a pee.
Well, it's coming anyway. We got a caller from 540. Caller from 540. You there? Caller from 540.
Is the element of surprise? Oh my god, it's Bray Wyatt!
Oh my god, it's laryngitis! Yes.
It's meningitis! Oh my god, it's the kids! Die the kids! The bees! Not the bees!
It's Gay Wyatt.
I think right. Me eating beef and noodles will be more appealing.
I think I've had enough of that.
I think I figured it out. I think he's Repo Man because he's always stealing time away from us.
And speaking of time, we're going to take some for a quick break. We'll be back in a little bit, folks.
Hey everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. If you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
And we're back here live on MegaPowersRadio.com for the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the MPR Raw post-show. Folks, if you're listening at any time you want to get your opinion heard, dial in area code 760-512-7247. we'll bring you on. You could actually even use Skype if you're a Skyper. Press the button at the top of the page and it'll bring you in that way. And of course, if you're shy, we have the chat room available for you to type away with your fingers, joining cool cats like Ferris419, JT77, Chaotic. There's a new person here, Newt Emma Stevie. Thanks for joining us, Newt Emma Stevie.
That person was here last week, I believe.
Were they? Okay, well, thanks for coming back. Wazili and Silent Wind of Doom.
Oh.
It's disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I fuck it was.
That's what you get for having that horrible, like, he gives us this nice comment on Tony's video, and then you're like, shit all over him.
What comment did I shit on?
I got a couple tweets here from Guest 5 on Twitter, which, by the way, whoever the hell Guest 5 is for making the Twitter, kudos to you. What an obscure joke to have pulled out of our show and made a Twitter for, and you've actually had an entertaining Twitter feed so far. But he tweeted us, I'm sick of hearing JD complain about the authority on the Raw Post show. Why would I want to have that story go on another year in 2015? I guess that's a good point for any argument you need to say why we shouldn't have the authority. There's a good one.
Yeah, just we don't want to fucking deal with JD, so get rid of the authority.
And he also left us another tweet, and I didn't mention this when JD brought up the Road Warrior thing, but he said, there's going to be a Road Warrior pop joke tonight, isn't there? There wasn't.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. You made it, though. Oh, hey, we got someone else new. Mike Gbunbly. Who the fuck are you people?
That's a way to welcome them.
You're on about Mike Gbun. Everyone knows Mike Gbun.
No, it's Mike Gbunbly. Maybe they're related.
I think that you're mispronouncing it. It's Gbunbly.
Thanks, I don't want to do. All right, guys. As I like to do when we first come back from break, let's take a look back at what was going on in the Raw Post Show 1 year ago, the first show of 2014. Funny enough, it was an episode of Raw Old School. Although, after I listened back to the whole episode, apparently it was the worst episode of Raw Goes Old School ever, where there was very little to do with anything old school. Very lazy. Thank goodness they didn't try to do that again this year. Funny enough, the segment I found had nothing to do with the fact they were old school, but had a lot to do with the WWE app, the way they treated Cesaro and Jerry Lawler. And it's funny to hear how similar things are to where they were a year ago to where they are today. They did not show the big swing tonight on Raw. As a matter of fact, if you wanted to watch the big swing during Antonio Cesaro's match, and I'm answering a question from Brian Brain in the chat room. That was kind of awkward if you're just listening. He asked if they showed the big swing on, and no, they showed the big swing on the WWE app. So yes,
because what,
you had to show the WWE app.
Why would you put the guy's most over move on television where everyone could see it? That makes sense.
That was almost the lowest use of promotion for the WWE app tonight.
Oh, I know what you're about to say.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
very
horrible.
Early in the show, of course, the Scoops websites were running rampant with the story that Jerry the King Lawler was hospitalized. I believe they were talking about him having vomiting and chest pains. And of course, with the history of him having a heart attack live on Raw, a lot of people are, of course, getting very scared and probably making this more dramatic than it actually was. I guess we'll never know the true story. But with the beginning of the show, they said, if you want to know about Jerry the Lawler's condition, we will have the info on the WWE app. And I'm like, really? Really? And then finally, like a couple commercial breaks later, they said, Jerry Lawler's fine. He's in the back. We had a little scare. He went to the hospital, but he's back now. He's cool. He's just, you know, taking it easy.
Yeah, I think the reason they did that is because everyone was retweeting how horrible it was that they promoted their app with that. It probably got back to them pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Set off the red alarm and red light, and the alarm sirens went, and they was like, oh shit, they're angry. Because, and rightfully so. I mean, that was a dirty, dirty move, but hey, it's the WWE. They don't really have limits on how they go about promoting.
Yeah, crazy, guys. 1 year ago, Jerry Lawler was in the hospital, too.
Can I just say Booker T? Awesome job tonight.
I think Booker T did do a fine job filling in the role. Honestly, I would have been fine with just JBL and Michael Cole. I don't think you need the three-man booth.
When Brock Lesnar got diverticulitis, I believed it was to like make him more make it more fair on the rest of the human race. I think God just gave Lawler diverticulitis so we didn't have to hear him.
Diverticulitis? Ah!
Yeah, I've been watching old Royal Rumbles too, and the 97 Rumble, there's like four different times in it where he's just like, ah! And it's not even when he gets eliminated. You would think at the very least that he would do that when he, you know, got knocked out by Bret Hart. But this time it's just kind of like, clock's not working right, is it? No. Ah! It's really fucking annoying.
See, I didn't mind it back then. I thought it was endearing part of his character. Now it's like it's a parody of it.
Yeah, it must have been something that he only did like as like a nervous tick every once in a while or something. Or
maybe that's Lawler's character now. He's just a parody of himself.
Maybe. Maybe that's why he wears t-shirts with crowns on it and stuff instead of actually wearing like the royal outfit that he used to. Like he's like a knockoff of the old Jerry Lawler or something.
You know, whoever said that Jerry Lawler dressed Michael Cole, that might be true.
It's funny. I've watched like one match from New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Kingdom 9. Jim Ross is such a better fucking commentator than all of those fuckers.
Yeah.
What about Matt Striker?
What about Matt Striker? Matt Striker. The best pure striker.
You know about Striker with an I or Striker with a Y?
I like Striker.
Banana phone.
The one with the I or the one with the Y? There's two of them.
So our new guest in the chat here, Mike Jeebenly, asks a question. Do you think Sting will appear on Raw to address the authority returning?
I think he's going to descend from the rafters, say, sorry, my bad, and leave.
Is he going to expect him to now? Balloons? You can't not expect him to now. He'll show up eventually. It's just a matter of when will he show up.
Royal Rumble. Yeah, I'm thinking Royal Rumble.
Maybe that's his contract. You know, he doesn't appear at these small events. He only appears at the big four.
Now, wait, is Seth Rollins in the Royal Rumble match too? Did Triple H say that?
Triple H didn't, but JBL did later on. He said he's going to give him two shots. He's in the Royal Rumble match, and he's got a title match or whatever. And he's
money in the bank.
Oh my god. If Seth Rollins does not leave Philadelphia as world champion, it's going to be a shocker.
Do you guys really think he's going to be champion by the end of the night?
Question. If he wins the title before Money in the Bank, can he then cash in if he loses? Like, does he lose his money in the back then, or does he get to cash it in if he loses?
I don't know.
They're not going to make him get rid of it.
I think he gets to keep both.
Yeah, because he's got a couple more months. He has to cash in before the next Money in the Bank pay-per-view. So if he lost the title at, like, WrestleMania, he could cash WrestleMania and win it back.
Cash in on himself and lose. Yeah.
I already made that joke. What up?
Happy days!
Know what I'm saying? Jeez. Earlier.
Know what I said?
Not thinking that Sting will even show up at the Royal Rumble.
No.
I'm not getting my hopes up about it. If he does, awesome. Especially if he throws those balloons. But if he doesn't, I'm not going to be too surprised. And if we leave and, you know, we're walking out and everybody's like, fucking Sting didn't even show up or whatever, if it's a good pay-per-view, I'm still going to be happy.
I hope that kid whose leg was the depressed Sting fans there, and then I hope he doesn't show up.
I've never been to an event in Philly. I know Philly can be quite a raucous crowd, dude. Well, listen, man, I've been to shows in MSG, so I mean, you're not gonna show me anything I haven't seen. But
it's similar.
Still, it's still different, you know. Like, it'll be interesting to experience.
I don't know if you want an interesting crowd, come to Indianapolis.
Oh yeah,
just be careful if you piss me off at any point. I'm gonna go, yo, this guy said that the Eagles suck.
It's a crowd of Ben Steins over there. No,
yeah,
I
need to go.
So the Ravens are fags. That's what I said.
Fag Ravens.
Another one to do in the chat. Yeah, Philadelphia fans are famous for flipping cars in the parking lot of opposing fans. Philly fans also do that when we win. That's the thing. When the Phillies won the World Series a couple years ago, I turned it on. I'm not a huge baseball fan, but I turned it on to watch them win because I knew they were going to. And the news reports afterward are just like, this car is on fire, this pole was taken out of the street, and all this.
Oh man, Jesus, is this the Ferguson riots? Jeez.
And they're interviewing people and they're like, why are you doing this? And they're like, Phillies!
You see, Drew, it's not the Ferguson riots because it's less stupid than the Ferguson riots.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Well, with that, I think we can bring out a caller, eh?
Is he Canadian?
Yeah, what was the A?
I was asking permission. I don't need to ask permission. It's my fucking show.
Username like Maple Syrup 11.
And your fucking show when you disconnect from it.
It's Silent Wind of Doom.
Good old SWAT.
It's me. I just fooled you guys. It's not me.
It's talking of Wind of Doom.
I'm sorry. That
oh,
was,
wait,
that
wait, wait. He's meant
that
to
was
do
terrible.
He's meant to do an impression tonight.
I have been trying for the last week to do a John impression. After last week, you're like, do it. I'm like, no, I can't.
So you've been walking around your home just doing a John impression.
Hey guys.
Yeah, but like his parents are like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm Johnning.
Dude, I'm not Jeff. Yes, you are. Your name is Jeff.
Johnny off in here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going well. Raw was the show tonight.
Thanks, Drew.
Hi, Drew.
Yeah.
the Ascension.
Yes.
Can't we get like better names for these guys than like Jeff and Steve, whatever their names are? They don't look like they should have just normal names.
Jeff and Steve.
They might as well be fucking Victor and Connor. They are pretty like regular names, like white waspy names.
It's Bill and Sam.
It's Nikolai. Exactly.
They don't look like. I mean, come on. We just talked about they mentioned Demolition and freaking the Road Warriors. You know, Axe. Smash, Hawk, Attaboy, Crush. These guys are just like Jack and Doug.
Jack and Doug.
Jack and Doug.
Yeah, I'm really curious about this. Did everybody else picture Connor as Jack and Victor as Doug?
Yeah.
No,
Doug.
I actually had it the opposite. I definitely picture Connor being the Doug because Doug would be the chunkier one.
Oh, that's true. He is chunkier. Yeah.
He's taller. No clue which is which.
See, the thing is, I would actually picture one of the Demolition members being Doug, because those guys are definitely out of shape fatties. They just look like somebody's uncle. They would be more Doug.
Yeah, and a constant reminder that Kiss sucks.
Kiss does suck.
Oh, hi, Miguel.
Newt Emma Stevie saying, I really like how they stand up into the low camera angle during their entrance. That's about it. Well, at least you found something you like about them. I like people
good
who are positive.
Yeah, so you know what? I just fucking hate the Ascension. Yeah, it's still true.
I like the Ascension. I don't know what everyone's being haters.
I just don't like the red face paint.
Yeah,
it's not even bad. I just don't like them in the ring. It's that simple. The idea of them just squashing everyone. Yeah. You know, you can say this Ryback is the same thing.
It's how you get moves over.
Ryback is interesting. There's nothing interesting about the Ascension.
Ryback wasn't interesting on week 2.
Yeah, except I've been watching the Ascension in NXT, and that might have blew my load.
Well, as long as you don't have to clean it out.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
you could just get rid of it in the snow. I mean,
in the snow, yeah. In the snow.
We'll fly off in the bush.
Yeah, as long as I'm not getting drunk with some guy named Jack, was it? Yeah. Don't want to get too rambunctious with him. Jack.
What the fuck are we talking about?
We're talking about the original Bud Boy.
The guy JD wrestled with, his name was Jack, wasn't it?
I thought Randy Orton was the original Bud Boy.
No, he's the original bag shitter.
That's the new thing. They gave him the Apex Predator, the Viper, the Legend Killer. Now he's the bag shitter. Oh, man. We need to get Howard Finkel to announce that.
Randy, the bag shitter!
Randy! Harder! shits in bags.
Way to bury the joke, Drew.
Okay. Let's move on, because that was going on for too long.
Triple H should be proud of you.
So, Silent Wind of Doom, how about that triple threat match at Royal Rumble?
It should be a thing. It should be a match.
I thought I was asking Silent Wind of Doom, not Drew.
I don't know.
Silent Wind of Drew.
I'm still trying.
I have a question. Yeah. Silent Wind of Doom, that story that you came up with, JD, where the fuck did you get that at?
It was there's a guy named Chris Chan who writes comics about the
I know really that guy. He's really comics. Ugly.
Yeah, he's the kind of person.
You should put a blue dot over his face.
He's like the guy.
Did you just break his neck and
like
die?
Like Wago. Like what Wago usually makes fun of Snarf for being.
Christian!
Snarf. Not quite right.
Christian!
And he was... Yeah, no, Snarf. That's Snarf's name. He beat into Jeff. He can't call Jeff anymore. The whole thing. Anyway, he was protesting because Sonic's arms are blue now. Not supposed to be?
Yeah, I'm pretty over this. Ferris419 says, what are the odds of the triple threat match of having a clean finish? I would not say so.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect it to. Either... Actually, no, I think it just might be Seth Rollins who does something that makes it not clean.
I'd give this beard a clean finish. You know what I'm saying?
Does triple threat matches
there are no
disqualifications
in a triple threat match.
Unless they make a new rule for lols.
Yeah. See, that's what I don't get. They never say that, but no one ever really does anything to
break
the rules.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I like how one year the Royal Rumble had a disqualification.
Yeah, the Finlay one, right?
Yeah.
Finlay's been disqualified for using a shillelagh and jumping the gun. Okay, sure.
Yeah,
it wasn't
too.
Just that you didn't book a way for him to get thrown out, right? That wasn't the issue.
Yeah, let's forget about 2001 where we had a hardcore fucking section of the Rumble.
Yeah. Well, they changed that shit all the time. I mean, we've had the Royal Rumble where Savage jumped over the top rope and they're like, he didn't get eliminated because he threw himself over. And then, like, 3 years
later, Johnson jumps over the top at 97.
They both
did. Noel Mascaris did, didn't he?
Yeah, they both did. They both had the same rumble together. Like, Mil Mascaris did it so he didn't get eliminated, and Ahmed Johnson chased Farouk back up the ramp.
Oh, man. That's such a botch of a fucking Royal Rumble.
What?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I don't think we have much more to talk about. I'm tired, so I might be ending this one a little bit early. So I think why don't we head into something to finish this off, and it's called The Good, The Bad... Fuck it up. Yes, it's The Good, Bad, and Ugly, where we talk about our favorite part of the show, our least favorite part of the show, and what we thought the most god-awful piece of shit, embarrassing fucking thing on the whole show was.
Jesus.
Somebody's angry.
Wago, what was your good, bad, and ugly?
Okay, my good definitely has to go to the opening segment with Bad News Barrett and Dolph Ziggler.
Babe Newton.
Babe Newton.
Who the fuck is Babe Newton?
His finisher must be awesome.
I think he uses the Newton Crosby. My bad goes to this show in general, but if I had to fucking pick one thing, it's going to... Fuck, I can't think. It was all fucking terrible. This show in general.
And you're ugly?
This show in general.
Okay. Wago?
It just went.
Oh, okay. Wago?
What?
I thought you were going to give me a real answer this time. All right, Drew, you go.
My good will probably be...
Ermagerd. Oh, dude, you're certainly going to win a Nobel Prize for book with those literature skills. I'm changing my notes to the GERD.
McGerd.
I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
How about your GERD be fucking Barrett Newton or whatever it was?
My good will be the ending segment. I thought that was good. My bad would be, I don't know, anything in the middle. That second hour wasn't that good. And my ugly will be not necessarily Bad News Barrett winning the title, but I think keeping him heel is a very bad thing because a lot of people were wanting to cheer him before he got injured, and I think they could have done something to make him face now. And the fact that they essentially were like, fuck you guys, we're going to keep him heel. I think Barrett's screwed. I think after this title reign, he's going to get nothing out of it. And I think he might be going to the abyss now. I think he's done for, in a way.
But he's going to go to the Joseph Parks?
Maybe. I mean, I heard they have slides and stuff at that park, so maybe.
All right, Sean, you're good, bad, and ugly for tonight.
The good seeing Kurt Angle back on Monday Night Raw. That was a good.
Happy days.
The bad has to be the days. Divas match.
Mm.
The ugly has to be Michael Cole's suit.
Oh, yes.
Know what you're saying.
All right. Silent Wind of Doom. You have a good, bad, and ugly for us while you're here with us?
The split.
Sure. The good, the segment the beginning and the end, and just basically the authorities setting them up pretty good with the storyline of what's happening. I'll go with the faceless, nameless jobbers that got jobbed out to the Ascension, with one of them not even getting tagged in. I don't even know if those guys got an entrance or anything. I didn't see their names.
And I think it was Steve Stevenson or something.
Little Midget Jones or something.
Ugly, I don't know. The dark match that ended the show that just was really confusing, and I have no freaking clue what's going on. And Cesaro wouldn't a tight bodysuit. It's not right.
It's not right. Tony, you're good, bad, and ugly.
My GERD is the Intercontinental Championship match. Those two can deliver pretty much all the time, and they've got good chemistry together. So I'm all
chemistry.
Yeah. Transition from Bad News to Bad Newton to GERD Newton.
GERD.
The bad. I'm gonna give that to Luke Harper versus Eric Rowan. Rowan has lost, I think, every match since he has turned babyface, and now I don't think he's got a chance really. Which is, you know, it's fine. Not everybody should get a huge push, and Eric Rowan hasn't given me a reason to really, really want to see him get a push, so fuck that. But this match was just a bore, and JND security didn't make it any better, and that whole segment was kind of like the start of this show going downhill. So, blah for that. The ugly, I did have three notes down for that. Michael Cole's suit's definitely one of them. That last whole promo with Triple H and Stephanie and John Cena, that was, you know, fuck that thing. But another thing was just a callback to something that I missed, and I didn't miss at the same time. Booker T on commentary. He is just so bad, and it's hilarious, which is thankfully a good thing to witness, but at the same time, he is embarrassingly bad. And the line of the night from him was, when they said, like, thank you to everybody watching us in India or whatever, and he's like, enjoy your chips and chutneys.
Oh, yeah. He totally fucking racist the shit out of that. That was sweet.
Cole looks at him like, what the fuck are you saying? And he just kind of goes like, chips and dip.
It was the way he said it, though. It was
chips and chutneys.
Yo, chips and chutneys.
Booker is every pay per view. He is the worst part of the panel, and he's so fucking hilarious.
At least, like, when Booker says it, you get something out of it to chuckle at. With Jerry Lawler, it's just fucking annoying.
Right. So He's the type of thing where if anybody watched this for the first time and they were like, wait, this guy has a job doing this, we'd have to explain it and be like, no, no, not really. He's actually just like a fucking joke. But it's still hilarious. And every time that he's doing the pre-show panel and they've got that shucky ducky quack quack graphic that pops up now, just reminds me back of the old days with Booker T and tell me I did not just see that.
He's flying through the air with the greatest of ease.
He's getting real lackadaisical.
Oh, Booker's fucking awesome, as bad as he is.
I like Booker.
So hopefully Booker enjoys his chips and chutneys and doesn't come back on commentary in a while.
There was some point during the Dean Ambrose Bray Wyatt match too, where he like makes some like really really bad joke, and he laughs at himself and no one else. I forget what it even was, but he makes a joke. And he's like, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey. You see, when Jerry Lawler used to do that shit, they'd at least make fun of him. With Booker, it's like, the fuck's wrong with you?
We've been saying crazy shit all night, Booker. Face palms.
Like, you heard them, like. Yeah, like, you could just tell there was just a tone of disgust and tension every time you'd say something.
You hear in the background JBL just going,
Oh, my goodness.
I wish he did what he did on TNA when he used to call himself Black Snow when he commentated.
Black Snow?
Yeah, him and Kevin Nash decided to do commentary for the whole night. Just
oh, that's great. Could.
Yeah, and he decides to call his commentary name Black Snow.
Oh, God, let's wrap this up. My good was the first segment. My bad was the Divas match. Why not? And the ugly was absolutely Michael Cole's suit. My gosh, who the fuck told him to go on TV looking like that?
Drew said he changed during the show.
No, I didn't.
Did he?
I did not say that.
You told me that. You see, this is why I don't fucking listen to you ever.
I didn't even shut the fuck up. I didn't say that. That was
did you watch him change?
Because you're lying right now, so you're a fucking idiot.
What's the next thing you're going to believe that he says? The gender turn face?
Except he did, that's the thing.
No, it's all about Sheamus, man. R.I.P., like.
Where the fuck is Sheamus?
I told you, he's dead. He killed himself in his bathtub with a toaster, man.
Yeah, so
no, I thought Matt Hardy killed him with Jinder Mahal's toaster.
He drank all his drinks and he dehydrated.
Fucking drink all your drinks.
Oh man, not all my drinks. That's all I have. Oh my god, let's end this fucking show. Drew, any plugs?
Actually, I do have a plug. Starting essentially, if anyone who's ever seen me before, I'm not really out of shape because I weigh 125 pounds, but. Essentially, I have came to a point in my life where I'm just like, you know what? I can't be fucking skinny forever. So I am gaining weight. So there you go, me.
That's an awesome plug, Drew.
Essentially, the plan is I'm going to gain weight and then I'm going to turn that weight into muscle, hopefully.
Well, you know,
so.
You could just do it the smart way and not that way.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's really hard for me to gain muscle or weight, so either way. Also, I wasn't at the Smart Get Awards. The reason why was because I had to pick up my sister from work.
Holy shit, you were busy finger banging.
No, that's not even remotely close.
Out of your life.
All right, Sean, any plugs?
Yeah, just the one, youtube.com/smarkoutmoment. Go check out the live Smarky Awards we did. And yeah, crack on.
The fuck, man? Fucking aliens. Keep popping in this shit. Fucking Wago, you have any plans?
Makes me
yeah. January 9th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out Addicted to Anime here on Mega Powers Radio. In addition to that, check out Wago Rants. You can get that on YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
All right. Tony, plugs. Plug them up. Plug them up. Plug them up, plug them up.
Yo, fanboysanonymous.com for everybody that is interested in our nerdy points of view. check out everything that is in the rest hold. I have that kind of stuff out there for a reason. So suffer through it, everybody. SmartGoutMoment.com, Bleacher Report, everything that we do, you guys should know by now. But if you don't, just follow our Facebook and Twitter accounts, and you'll see links for tons and tons of different things. Check it all out, because it's all awesome.
Yeah.
All right, folks, if you enjoyed this show, please join us every single Monday night live on MegaPowersRadio.com. Joining us live is the best way to do it. Immediately after Raw goes off the air, tune to MegaPowersRadio.com on your browser of choice, and you can listen to us phone in live, join the chat room. Lots of fun. However, if you can't get here for the live show, we do make the show available easily for archive form. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, and SmartGoutMoment.com. If you want to support the show, please leave us some positive feedback on iTunes and Stitcher. It helps other people find the show, helps spread the word on us, and we really appreciate you supporting us in such a way. And until next time, folks, I'm Mike Payton for Drew White, for Sean Walker, for Stephen Huego, and for Tony Mango. This is the Raw Post Show. And remember, we got Raw Post Show. Have you?